Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Zavarink. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Zavarink. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi juggles the ball. That's an error on Bilardi. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Pearsall trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into House, who tags Pearsall, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Goodman moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Brewer covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from House and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zavarink fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer juggles the ball. That's an error on Brewer. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Wilbur and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Zwivorink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zwivorink hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Wilbur and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from House and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer bunts towards first. Velarde scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive towards first. Velarde catches it and throws to second to double up Pearsall. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Zwivorink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zwivorink is 0 for 1 in the game. Zwivorink bunts in front of the plate. Wilbur fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bowling moves to third. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Keene moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde is 0 for 2 in the game. Velarde hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. House hits a line drive towards first. Aganez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Zverink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zverink is 0-for-1 in the game. Zverink hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield is hit by the pitch. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Olson pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sid Hudson now pitching. Sammy White now catching. Carl Olson now playing left field. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Bilardi takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Wayne Bilardi. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertoia moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to third for the out. House moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive towards third. Hatton catches it and throws to first to double up Kaline. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aganez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.